Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and relax as we listen to the divine messages on Morning with Jesus. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, now you get to find out about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as, you know, a radio show host. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychic Mediums, and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I feel it really is a divine connection. Joan has left the door open, and others have walked through that space. And it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source, and it's provided me with the ability to really relate and work with so many different kinds of people. But prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement. I've hung up my .357, and now love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, a energy healer or spiritual energy healer, and I help people to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they're no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or about myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons under pictures of DC Love and myself. The Learn More button under DC will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. Feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information that I've gained throughout the years that I've posted there for others to share. So you might just find what you are looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to start off with a little prayer that I channeled about a year ago. Let there be such love and unity between us as we gather today from the consciousness of oneness. May we care for each other and the earth as we reestablish ourselves in the flow of infinite creativity. May we awaken to our purpose and discover the light of kindness and patience within. We are all connected and interdependent of each other. As we come together to share this journey, let wisdom flow from the highest source to us as we work together, doing great things with love and inspiration. We are one. And with that being said, Barbara, I had a little post from a Facebook friend that she shared with me a year ago, and I put it out there on Facebook again, and I'd like to read it. It's really beautiful. And it starts off, one day I decided to quit. I quit my job, my relationship, my spirituality. I wanted to quit my life. I went to have one last talk with my mentor. I said, can you give me one good reason not to quit? The answer surprised me. Look around. What do you see? I saw a fern and bamboo seeds. My mentor replied, when the fern and the bamboo seeds were planted, I took very good care of them. I gave them light. I gave them water. The fern quickly grew from the earth. Its brilliant green covered the floor, yet nothing from the bamboo seed. But I did not quit on the bamboo, and the second year the fern grew more vibrant and plentiful, and again nothing came from the bamboo seed, but I did not quit on the bamboo. And the third year there was still nothing from the bamboo seed, but I would not quit. In the fourth year, again, there was nothing from the bamboo seed, but I would not quit. Then in the fifth year, a tiny sprout emerged from the earth. Compared to the fern, it was seemingly small and insignificant, but just 6 months later, the bamboo rose to over 100 feet tall. It had spent the 5 years growing roots. Those roots made it strong and gave it what it needed to survive. Life does not give anyone a challenge they cannot handle. Do you know that all this time you have been struggling, you have actually been growing roots? I did not quit on the bamboo. Never quit on yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. The bamboo had a different purpose than the fern, yet they both made the forest so beautiful. Your time will come. You will rise again. How high should you rise? How high will the bamboo rise? As high as it can. So you should rise as high as you can. Never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness. Bad days give you experiences. Both are essential to life. Happiness keeps you sweet. Trials keep you strong. Sorrow keeps you human. Failures keep you humble. Success keeps you glowing. But only your faith keeps you going. And that was the little article that I had republished, Barbara. And now I have another little message. Sometimes life becomes a little too complicated. All you have to do is just go with the flow, because you can remember, God is still in control. Through God, all things are possible. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Without faith, nothing is possible. With it, nothing is impossible. When you're at your lowest, look to the highest. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love. Step out of your comfort zone, let go, and reach for God. Don't make good decisions, make God decisions. Allow his love to light the way. Share your dreams and your desires. God is listening. He speaks in the silence of your heart. He's going to reveal something that he has in store just for you. God can hear you. He not only hears the whispers of our heart, he understands, even if we can't find the right words to say how we feel. God can hear what is not spoken. Silence speaks when words can't. Fix your thoughts on him. Keep calm, because God is in control. He knows exactly what we need. Sometimes God says no. Say thank you. He is protecting you from less than his best. Trust in God's timing. He is always there for you. Never doubt it. Everything you need will come in divine timing. Trust in God's plan. He's already got this all figured out. Fear is the glue that keeps us stuck. Faith is the solvent that sets us free. No matter what lies ahead, God is always there. Today is a brand new day. It's a new beginning. What we do today is what matters most. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and it's never too late to start over. Close the doors to the past and open the doors to the future. A new chapter of your life begins today. You can build a life that you've always wanted, and now God is speaking. Good morning, beloved ones. This is God. I'll be handling all of life's problems. Please relax and have a great day. I love you. And remember, life without God is like an unsharpened pencil. It has no point. Please take a moment now, not to ask for something, but simply to say thank you for all that you have. Okay. And I do have one last message that I'd like to share today. I am so happy, Barbara, that we're connecting today, because I was having issues with my cable company. And I really didn't think I would be able to connect with the show. And I said, angels, please, you know, gather together and find a solution. I have to have this show with Barbara. It means so much to us. So Joan Rivers, she just said, DC, don't go there, or I'm going to come back as Ernestine again. And as we know, Ernestine, you know, is Lily Tomlin, and she would always do the skit about, you know, the telephone company. And here's what happened the last time Joan came in. A gracious good morning to you. This is Ernestine with the phone company. Is this the party to whom I am speaking? Yes, this is she, me. There's a problem right there. The three of you are trying to use the phone at the same time. No, there's just one of us. There's me. Make up your mind, ma'am. You've complained about your phone service not working. Here at the phone company, we serve over 1 billion people, and we don't have time for games. We offer terrible customer service, and we're proud of it. Every so often, you pick up the phone, there's no dial tone. You're on an important call, and then you get dropped. We don't care. The next time you're thinking about complaining, try using 2 soup cans and some string. Remember, you're in good hands with God. Stop worrying and have faith. Next time your phone doesn't work, pray. But as far as the phone company goes, we don't care. We don't have to. We're your phone company. And before I go, I just wanted to say, I've been tapping in again and listening to Morning with Jesus. What a great way to start the day. And Barbara, you often mention that if anyone has a question, you know, just to ask, well, I've got one. Why is it that when you talk to God, it's called prayer, but when God talks back, they label you as schizophrenic? Well, I've got to go, ladies. Have a great day. Have a good day. Have a God day. Bye. Well, I guess those are my messages, Barbara.
Well, they were great messages. Thank you so much, TC.
My God, I never know what to expect. And I thank you for, you know, going along with this craziness that my journey has been about. You know, it's just, it's insane. But I love it, and you're braver than I am.
Oh, well, you know, it makes life interesting. Okay. So here is the message that Jesus wants to share right now. Good morning, my beloveds. We hope that you are at least smiling, if not laughing, after the joy that has been shared with you. It's okay. You are allowed to laugh. You are allowed to smile. You are allowed to be happy. No matter how things are going in your life, you are allowed joy. And there are times when people seem to forget that. They seem to believe that they are supposed to be sad. They are required to be sad. They are required to suffer. They are required to struggle. We want you to realize that when you are in joy, when you are enjoying life, you are inviting more and more of what you enjoy into your life. It is the way of changing things. It is the way of changing situations. It is the way of changing emotions. Decide to be in joy and actually enjoy your life in that moment. And it doesn't mean that you have to enjoy doing whatever it is you're doing, although there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can simply think of something that makes you smile. Think of something that you really enjoy. Let yourself envision whatever it is that brings you joy. And when you are in that energy and feeling that joy, ask for more. Ask for more of the joy that you are now experiencing. And when you ask while you are in that energy, it is so much easier for us to bring you more. And the more you are there, and the more you ask, and the more you ask, the more you are there, until you find yourself enjoying your life, not being ruled by whatever the situation you are in is. You are enjoying your life. This is how you become the one who is choosing, who is determining what you are experiencing, what you are feeling. Even when it's a horrible situation, you don't have to choose to feel bad. You can enjoy. And yes, we know that you're probably thinking of situations where it would be totally inappropriate for you to be smiling and laughing, like at someone's funeral or at someone's deathbed. But the only reason why you believe that that is inappropriate is because that's what you've been taught. That's what other people have decided. People have decided that when you're at a funeral, you're supposed to be sad. But you don't have to be. It's your choice how you feel in every moment. It's your choice what you experience. It's always your choice. And remember, when you are in that energy of joy, when you are allowing that joy to bubble up and just run over all of your being, you are creating joy. Isn't that so much more fun to create than some of that other stuff that you seem to want to create at times? Let go of everything else. Live in joy. Enjoy your life. We want you to remember that. We want you to really remember that. And no matter how things seem, no matter what situation you are in, remember, you have a choice. And joy is a wonderful choice to choose. We enjoy you. We love you. Love yourself. Enjoy your life. All is well. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. All right, we have come to the part of the show where people who have called in and are in the chat room can ask questions. If you are on the phone, press the number 1 and a symbol will appear on my little studio switchboard and we'll know that you have a question. If you are in the chat room, you can write your question. And our first question is from the chat room and it's from Little Fairy. And she says, "Hello, Barbara in D.C. I'd like to ask Jesus and the angels why I haven't found a job yet, please. I've been to so many interviews, just doing my best to make my life better again. Thanks, love and light, Little Fairy." Okay, so DC, what are you getting for Little Fairy?
Oh, hello, Barbara. There I am again. Sorry
yeah.
about that.
I was about to ask
you. I do that often. Good job is coming, Little Fairy. Be patient. Oh, my gosh, be patient. I see this new job. The angels are saying a new job is coming. And you know what? They want you to try something new. And they're going to help you to really step out of that comfort zone of yours, okay? They're going to be with you every step of the way. Don't be impatient, okay? And they've seen, you know, how you've had in the past, maybe working like stressful, long hours, and maybe you weren't getting enough rest. They're helping you now. But they're saying maybe you haven't really decided the right path that you want to go down. Okay, and as well they're saying, you know, you need to work smarter, not harder. Little Fairy, see yourself already where you want to be. And don't be so serious. My goodness, every day brings challenges, but you still have to, you know, find joy in that day. If you lighten up a little bit, you're going to feel better. When we get in these situations, you know, everything seems like so blown out of proportion, so serious. And you've got to take a little time each day maybe to smile, to laugh, to do something that you love. And everything is going to be okay. You are always supported. I see a divine team around you. They are helping you, but they're also helping you to decide. And you've got to approach, you know, this new job that you're going to have with passion and confidence. And when you do, you're going to move ahead quickly. And don't forget, when you go for an interview, play up your own strength, okay? I see you having a well-thought-out plan, and this is really going to help you to achieve your goals faster. And don't allow yourself to give up or to give in, okay? Everything that you're asking for is coming to fruition, Little Fairy. Focus on those goals before you make a decision, because a well-thought-out plan is going to bring exactly what you need instead of disappointment. And the angels are saying, Little Fairy, this is a very, very important decision. So, of course, before getting that new job, you've got to give it a little bit more thought. Okay? You have divine guidance, and it's attempting to show you the best path. And all you have to do is go within, and you're going to see that all the answers that you're looking for are in your heart. And it's going to help you to know the right direction to go in. But as you're wrestling with things, what I'm hearing is your fears is what's holding you back right now. There's a lot of fear. Trust the inner knowingness and ask yourself, what path will bring me closer to my divine life purpose? And of course, the answer is always love. So just ask, what would love do in this situation? Okay? Because you've been avoiding making a necessary decision. And that's okay, because that means, you know, it's not time yet. But you've got to go within, and you've got to get connected with that inner guidance. And just remember, you have a lot of support on the earthly realm and with the divine. And you are moving, okay? I feel the move around you. And there's going to be a huge change when this movement comes. It's going to affect every part of your life. On one hand, you're going to say, oh, my gosh, this is so wonderful. And on the other hand, it's going to be, you know, sort of like a pain in the butt. There's going to be upheaval. It's going to be disruptive. Okay? Little Fury, I don't know if this movement is, like, really big. And I want to ask, are you thinking about as well relocating? Because this is a lot of energy. So whether it's the job or, you know, relocation as well, please take some time before rushing into things. And in the meantime, try to just, you know, have that beautiful daily routine where you take care of your body, mind, and spirit. And just know that you're going to need your strength for, you know, the move, whether it's a physical move or it's a move to another job. Okay? And, Barbara, that's what I have for Little Fairy.
Okay. Okay. She wrote, thanks. Makes sense. I'm really impatient. My previous jobs were so stressful and tiring. I want to find a job that brings me more joy. Okay. All right, so Little Fairy, here is what Jesus wants to say to you. Beloved, we want you to have more joy in your life. It's what was missing before. You were so focused on doing. There was no time for you. There was no consideration for you. So as you are looking for this new place where you want to spend so much of your day, we want you to come from joy. We want you to seriously ask yourself, would I enjoy this work? And if the answer is no, then let it go. You have reached a stage in your life where you are important. You are waking up to yourself, to the realization of your own value, of your own worth. Do not sell yourself short. Do not think that you have to take this job because this is the job that is being offered. Start creating what you truly desire. Start creating job that you will enjoy, that you will wake up in the morning looking forward to going and doing that work and working with those people. Create a whole situation that just feels good to you and envision that several times every day. Allow yourself to go to this job you've created. Allow yourself to feel the joy of what you do and the people that you work with. Allow yourself to be there. Let it happen. That is what you truly desire. Allow yourself to create it. And we will be working with you to bring you more and more joy. The time of struggling and suffering and stressing and feeling completely worn out at the end of the day is over. That is not where you need to go. So envision what you truly desire, doing what you enjoy, working with people that you love, having fun, and getting paid. What can be better than that? That is what you are creating. Make sure that that is your focus. And remember, we are working with you. We are always working with you. And we are bringing you what is for your highest good. Trust us. And trust yourself. It is time for you to enjoy your life. Okay. that is what he says. Let's see. She typed, thanks, Barbara. It is so true. Now I want a job that not only helps me pay the bills, but one which also makes me happy. I want to work with positive and kind people, which wasn't the case in the past. I'm so glad you realize it's okay to work with kind and positive people and to actually enjoy what you're doing. So do that envisioning, you know, and just see yourself doing what you actually love doing and let that flow into your life. And they're saying that when you are envisioning and being in that energy, it's going to happen faster than you expect. So do that. That's what they're saying. All right, so we will go to our next person, who is a caller from area code 858. Hi, who's this?
This is Donna.
Hello, Donna. What can we do for you today?
Do you have a message for me about my son? He is really having a tough time. He's in jail, and I don't know what's going to happen with him.
Boy, he's going through a big transition time. But let's hear what DC is getting about him.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Okay, I was getting the word relationships, okay? And I see there's like, you know, there are changes now coming in relationships around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to trust in God with this situation.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, there's some negativity now, but, you know, this could help to affect your relationship in the future. Allow the angels to come in and help you with this because you need a little time to sort through what you're feeling right now. And they want to help to bring you back in a healthier balance with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a sense that you feel like you're growing apart from your son. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And you're very sensitive right now, and you're really more conscious of your feelings, okay? And the angels are showing me, like, you have more of an emotional awareness now where you are, like, awakening. And just you've got to realize everything happens for a reason, and if you dig deep enough, there is a silver lining in each situation. So trust that God and the angels, you know, will help you through this, and you'll see at one point or another, you know, where that silver lining lies. But you've got to be true to you. Donna, you have a lot of inner conflict, okay? And there's a lot of struggle within you, okay? Allow the angels to come in and help you. You've got to be true to you. I feel like in the past there was a lot of compromise on your part, and you've sort of gotten yourself out of sync with everything, with your health, with your happiness, with your relationships, with success. Okay, so you've really got to, you know, you've got to focus on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And your own inner truth. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to take care of yourself. I'm getting, you know, this is the time that you've got to take care of Donna. And please do things that bring you happiness and restore your health and bring back that energy. I'm getting the word detox around you. It could be as simple as it. Or it could be getting away right now from any harsh energy relationships or circumstances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a time that, you know, you've got to focus on you, and, you know, whatever's not under our control, we have to give it to God, okay? And the angels are turning
my life around.
What's that, honey?
Do you see this turning my son's life around, like him getting clean and sober? And
okay. Okay, let's see. I'm going to see if they'll answer that question, but like I said, you've got to, you know, the focus right now is on you. I'm going to see if they'll give me that. I'm getting, like, it's a good sign. There's good, you know, there's positive energy around that question, so there's a good possibility of it, okay?
Okay.
Is what I'm being shown, but I'm getting that you've, what I'm getting for you right now is that you've got to start living your life again, okay?
Right.
And you've got to just, you know, find happiness in each day. Try to find something each day that you're grateful for, okay? And start looking toward the future. Because, Donna, what I'm getting is you're living in the past, okay? And you've got to you know, today all we have is the present. All we have is now. So you've really got to just, you know, make each day count and allow the angels to come in and help you to see that life is filled with amazing possibilities for you, okay? And
okay.
They're showing that at times you feel so alone and everything, but you always have a divine team with you, okay? And you've got to realize that this is your son's journey, and, you know, you can't do anything to change it, hon.
Okay.
Okay? So you've got to just, you know, you've got to understand that, you know, like, all you have control over is, you know, you and what goes on. And just whenever you think of your son, send him beautiful love, hon, okay?
Okay.
Because that's going to be the best thing that you can do. Just send him love every time you think of him.
Okay.
And just, you know, that, you know, he's on the path that he's supposed to be on, you know. But you can't, like I said, we all come here and this is his journey. So all you could do is just send him love and send him light, okay?
Okay.
And just please, like, I'm getting that your energy is so spread out over so many things that you don't even have focus anymore. Okay,
right.
So you've got to really back together. You're scattered all over the place, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing so, you're wearing yourself so thin, okay? So the angels are with you. Mother Mary is with you. There's Jesus. They want to help you, okay? And they want to be of assistance to you. Okay?
Okay.
So just allow them to come in and to help you, okay?
Okay.
They're saying
Thank you.
Bring your focus back to center, Donna. Stay grounded. And do one thing before you worry about doing another, okay? Before you start, like, going forward, just try to do one thing. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that your prayers have been heard, Donna. They are being answered, okay? All your prayers of your son, they've been heard. They're being answered. The angels are saying, Donna, please be patient a little longer. And just know that when you're calm, that you can hear the voices of the angels, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that, you know, there's things that are going on around, efforts are underway to really help, you know, answer your prayers, okay? And just know that everything happens in divine timing, Donna, and it's going to happen as it's meant to be, okay? So don't let this, you know, don't let this, like, really disrupt you and, you know, like, so that you're not living your life as well, okay?
Okay.
There's so much healing energy around you that wants to help you because, Donna, with this and so many other things, there's such distractions around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are, you've got to set healthy boundaries as well.
Okay.
And when you set those boundaries, you're going to benefit and everyone else as well, they're going to benefit. And
okay. You
have important work to do, Donna. And you've got to have that time to really focus on you, okay? So, excuse me, release any kind of frustration that you have in the situation, any kind of hurt, any kind of anger, any kind of irritation, and you're going to see that soon a more calm, more peaceful feeling is going to come in, okay? And you're going to just keep attracting that beautiful energy.
Okay.
Okay? And there's a lot of earth angels that are around you, Donna, that are here to help you, and you can trust the people that are around you is what the angels are saying. They're trustworthy, they're honest. And they are earth angels to help you to get through the situation. You can rely on them. They're here. They can help you. You can lean upon them. Listen to what they say. They're coming from a place of compassion, okay? They're delivering the divine guidance to you, okay?
Okay.
Trust what you're feeling, okay? And allow the angels, like I said, to come in and help you, okay? And your feelings that you're feeling right now, they're not meant to hurt you or to make you worried. They're only telling you what you already know in your heart, Donna, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Donna. So here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, it's time to let go. We do understand that this is your son. You love him. You want nothing but the absolute best for him. But it's time for him to make his own choices in his life. And it's time for you to let him do that. We know that you would make things so different from the way that they are. But if you did that, you would be taking away his right to choose. God gave him free will to create his life however he chooses for his life to be. And while you may not understand why he makes the choices that he does, they are still his choices. The most important person in your life is you. And you have yet to accept that. You make everybody else more important. You try to make everybody else happy. You try to fix everybody else's problems. We want you to stop doing that. We want you to focus on you. You don't seem to realize that you deserve joy. You deserve happiness. You deserve love. You deserve prosperity. You deserve success. You deserve everything that you desire. But you do not control other people. You are not meant to. Let it go. Forgive him for the choices that he's made. Forgive him for how it's affected you. Forgive him for how it's affected him. Forgive it all. And let it go. We are with him, no matter where he is. He is never alone. You don't need to be worried about him. You don't need to be worried about anybody. We want you to focus on you, to do what is best for you, to create your life the way you desire it to be. And to stop putting the conditions of your happiness on other people. That will never bring you joy. It's not meant to. Joy comes from within, not without. Go within yourself. Find your joy. And create more of it in your life. We want you to know that no matter how things seem, he does love you, and he does appreciate you, and you do frustrate him, just like he frustrates you. You've done a good job. Now he gets to decide what it is he wants to create, and you have the freedom to create your life. Let go of the worry. He's being taken care of. What is it that you want to create for you now? That is your focus. Okay, Donna. That's what he wants to share.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC. God bless
and
you
really
both. Thank
you. To let go of all of the stuff concerning him. It really is okay. So do that, okay?
I will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 443. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. What can we do for you today?
I sometimes see, like, energy forms in the dark, often in the middle of the night when I'm wide awake. And Tuesday night, I saw, like, five kind of ethereal white feathers sticking straight up on the pillow next to me. I was wondering what that represented.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting about that, DC.
Hi, Karen. It's DC, hon.
Hi.
I'm just getting that you're getting in touch with the divine, Karen. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, I wasn't afraid. Okay. I knew it was a good sign. I'm just not good at interpreting.
Right. And, you know, those signs come in many forms, and that was just one of the forms that you saw the other night. Okay?
Great. I feel like I'm opening up more.
And you know what I'm getting, hon, that the angels are trying to give you a little bit of courage to make the changes that are needed presently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're here to just help you to, you know, get through your fears, to cope, to be strong. And you know that being positive and having faith is going to be necessary, and you're going to be able to overcome any kind of fears that are ahead of you.
Great.
And the angels want you to just take 1 minute at a time, Karen. You don't have to look too far down the road, you know, because I know, like, I'm getting, like, change with you brings you a little bit of anxiety. Okay, so the angels are going to take it slow with you, 1 moment at a time. Okay?
Okay.
And they're going to help you to take those action steps towards what you've been desiring in your heart. Okay, because their desires, I'm getting that there's some spiritual growth that you're having. And with this growth is going to come many blessings. Even if you feel that there's challenges, you know, among these blessings, okay? And you're going to see, Karen, really how strong you truly are. But you're going to be asked to really step out of that comfort zone that you're in, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to go within, and you're going to pull out this massive strength that is within you. And you probably didn't even know that it was there. Okay? And
this strength is going to... Go ahead.
Yes. But the strength is powerful, but yet
a strong spirit is in there. But
yes,
like you said, I just need help bringing it out.
Yeah. And you're going to have these new life lessons, and they're going to help you to really let go of the pain that you're holding on. And I feel like there's some forgiveness of the past as well, Karen. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so Mother Mary is with you. And she's going to be beside your side, and she's going to help you to stay strong and really do what you need to do to get things done, okay? I'm getting, you know, there's kind of situation that needs a little bit of resolving, and that's why Mother Mary has come forward, and she's letting you know you can always count on her and count on the angels and God. They're there to lift you up, Karen, okay?
Okay.
And you're being asked to use that God-given strength right now. Okay?
All right.
I don't know if you're getting enough physical activity, but I'm getting that will help to help keep your body strong and healthy as well. Okay?
Right.
So that may be, you know, something that you should think about. And just be fully present in the here and in the now, Karen. Okay? Keep your focus in the present. Because I'm getting that you may have been going over, like, old memories, and old memories are bringing back some kind of wounds that you've had from the past.
Right.
Okay? And when you, you know, when you don't stay in the here and the now, you're going to miss out on what's happening presently.
Right.
And as Barbara had spoken, you know, early, no matter what's going on, you still can connect with your joy. You know, connect with that joy. And you're going to see there's going to be blessings hidden wherever you are and whatever you're in. There's always blessings, okay? So just please try to stay within the present moment. And you know what? Expect good things to happen, Karen, okay? Stay optimistic. Hey, no matter what's going on, expect that good things are going to happen. And as you are aware of all the blessings that are around you presently, you're attracting more blessings into your life. Okay, so try to live from an attitude of gratitude. And optimism is a form of faith and trust in God. Say thank you to God before something good happens. Okay?
Okay.
And
I
if there's something going on.
I'm experiencing more synchronicity, which is great.
Awesome. And if there's times when you don't understand a situation, ask God to please, you know, let you see the situation through his eyes, okay? And you're going to see the love and light, you know, that are around this beautiful situation. So be optimistic about your future and know that you're creating it 1 moment at a time, okay?
All right.
And trust your gut feelings, Karen, because you have that inner knowing. You know, when you feel something, you know, is good within, then that means, you know, go for it, Karen. Start doing what's best for you, okay?
Okay.
Rather, you know, quietly and listen to that inner voice that's within. That's the voice of reason. That's the voice of God, okay? It's going to help you to make decisions. And that's going to help you to know that you are divinely guided, okay? And
right.
As you said, you know, synchronicities, the angels are saying, Karen, there's no accidents. You know, there's not coincidence.
Right.
You're in touch with your synchronicities. So embrace all of this beautiful, you know, whatever's happening now, embrace it with open arms, okay?
All right. I called you and your Ask the Angels thing a while ago to see what they had to say about my starting a blog. And they were all thumbs up, but I was a little halted in that because of the emotional wounding stuff that happened after that. But now I'm starting to
Karen,
get back
you know what?
Too.
Have faith in that and please start that blog because I'm getting your talents are going to bring rewards. There's good luck around you. I'm getting you're going to have good fortune. And just remember, whatever your mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve.
Right.
So please,
all right, great.
On that beautiful talent that you have, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And God bless, hon.
Thanks.
Okay, Karen. Here's what Jesus has to say. My beloved, remember always that we are with you. And I'm going to ask that right now, in this moment, that you just sit back and relax and breathe as I am filling you with this beautiful divine energy and I am sending to you angels to assist you. And they are helping you to let go. To let go of things from the past that were upsetting to you. To let go of anything that you've been hanging on to. You have all of these attachments to things that have already happened. And you no longer need those attachments. That is no longer happening in your life. You do not need to keep reliving what has already been done. And so they are helping you to let it go, to just clear it all away, to bring you back into the love and peace that is within you, to bring you back into the knowing of what it is you do desire to experience, so that you are creating your life. You are truly creating your life. You have much wisdom to share with many. We encourage you to do that. We know that sometimes when you think about it, you think about, oh, no one really wants to know what I have to say. But that isn't true. You have so much to share. It's time for you to express who you are, what you've done, how you've come through it all, what you've learned. You are going to be such a benefit to so many people. We want you to embrace that opportunity, to embrace yourself, and to let go of any fear, any doubts, any worries. All that is being taken away from you now, because that's not you. And you don't need it. So just breathe deeply as you are being cleared of all of the old stuff. And just let it go. There's none of it that you need to hang on to. We are guiding you in every moment to what is for your highest good. And that is also what is for the highest good of the world. You are a way shower, whether you realize it or not. So putting out your knowledge, your experiences, your wisdom is how you are showing the way for others. And as you do that, you are opening up to the possibilities within you. So it really is beneficial for everyone, including you. Things are changing. You feel this. You know this. We send you signs. Angels watch over you. It's time for you to be you. to live your life fully, to accept who you are, to express who you are, and to make a difference in this world. We are with you. And anytime you need us, all you need to do is ask. We are always here for you. These angels will continue to help you let go for many days now. So if things come up, just let them go. That is why they are coming up. You don't need to do anything about them. You don't need to analyze them. Just let them go, drifting away like clouds in the sky. You are letting go as you are opening up and receiving more of the love that is there for you. We love you. We love you. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow, powerful. This was again a time when I just went on my computer and it was close to 10 o'clock. Divine timing.
Yes. See, you're being guided and you know that, so just do what feels your heart.
Okay, you guys have made my day with these messages.
Well, we are so glad that you made our day and called in.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 806. Hold on. You moved. 806. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Sherry. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Great, Sherry.
I visited your website, and I really liked the part about the energy exchange because I really live by that, that you put something out in the universe and it comes back in different ways when you need it, and I really appreciated that on your website.
Well, I'm glad.
I donated. I am wanting to see if you have any messages for me concerning just where I'm at in my life. I know I'm embarking on some big things, and that's what I want, but I still feel unsure.
Okay, let's see what we get about that.
Hi, Sherry. This is DC.
Hey, you.
Hi, honey. I'm getting that there's going to be a major change that's going to happen for you. I feel a lot of energy around this, and you're going to be able to overcome any challenges or obstacles that come your way. I see you making good decisions. They're going to help with your future growth.
Awesome.
Okay, and this is sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel for you, Sherry.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just allow the flow of energy to come in and help you at this time. And what I'm getting is my dog Ginger's coming in. She transitioned last July. She's handing you a shovel. And she's saying, Sherry, get rid of the dead wood in your life. Okay? Whether it be people or places, giving you a shovel, get rid of them. Okay?
Like bury them? Is that what the shovel's for?
Hey, use your imagination. She and Joan, don't ask them for
all
an answer.
Right. No questions about the shovel.
Different
okay.
kind of answer than you want, but use your imagination. The shovel is yours. It's, you know, you just do it what you wish. But she's letting you know. She's saying, Mom, she's stuck in a rut. Sherry, she's saying, you've got to, you know what? This change that is coming is divinely timed because she's saying, you've been stuck in a rut for quite a while, you know?
Oh,
so
God, and I'm scared, though, and I want it, but I don't know why I'm so scared. It's the silliest thing.
You know what? She and Joan Rivers will go out with you. Why don't you get out and just try to do something new? Do something that you haven't thought about before. Even get yourself, you know, maybe something like a new top or, you know, maybe, you know, have your hair done or something. But just get the ball in motion, she's saying.
Okay.
Okay? And follow your inner guidance. There's no need to be nervous, she's saying, you know. She's saying, sure, you've been waiting for this darn change now, girlfriend. Don't back out on me now, okay?
Right.
And she's saying
right. The
change is going to do you good, okay? So she and Joan are with you, and they're going to help you to get out of that rut. They want to get you out of the house. They want it to get you, you know, to look ahead because your future is beautiful. Sherry, don't live in the past. I see an amazing future for you, okay? And you really got to, you know, allow the angels to come in and to help you. And there's so much that you're going to be grateful for. Okay, and meditation helps. And Ginger's sitting in a car, and she's turning up the music. So I don't know if you like music, but she's saying music will help you. You're a little bit, she said, nervous and everything. And she's saying the music is going to help you. So connect with music. Okay?
Okay. I can
because
do that.
The music, yeah, the music sort of like quiets like that. That ego mind and that, you know, that little voice that wants to say, you can't do this, Sherry. I know you can't do this, but you know you can, you know. So go for a ride and maybe as you're going to, you know, do something new like Ginger and Joan are with you in the car and just play some music, okay? But this really is a time for you to think about what you want. Dream about your future. And I'm being shown from the angels that your wishes are very close to fulfillment, Sherry. Focus on the journey. You know, I see you on this beautiful spiritual quest, and there's a lot of advancement on it. And you do have the strength and the ability to overcome any past obstacles. Everything that you're wanting is within, you know, your grasp. Okay? And Mother Mary is coming in. Go ahead.
Mother Mary. Yeah, no, you go ahead.
She's wants you to trust and know that you have the ability to know what is good for you. Okay? And she's saying, Sherry, just pay attention to your body. Your body is giving you signals, okay, even about people. If there's someone in your life that you might be questioning, just listen to your body, okay? Anything that you're, you know, wondering about, just your body is going to give you the answer, okay? Listen to your
okay.
gut. Your gut is sort of like your little steering wheel. And it's going to steer you towards people that are, and those that walk their talk, okay? And you really got to go within and, you know, and I'm getting, you know, like prayer. Just make sure that you pray. You know, don't be worried. Instead, pray. And you're going to have the courage to speak up and to, you know, to really, to you know, talk your talk. I have a, what I'm getting is like a vision is sort of like there's a piece of tape over your mouth a little bit. And sure, you have like in the past, have you not been able to speak your truth? Because I see like a little piece of tape and Ginger's taking it off your mouth. Well, you might have maintained by staying quiet. You know, you don't want to like disrupt anything. You try to stay quiet maybe.
Well, and maybe hide a little bit because I'm in a place and in positions where it could have repercussions by me being me.
Okay.
And that's why I'm leaving this state, you know. And it doesn't align with my...
Okay, well, you've got to let your emotions go because I'm getting, you know, that's really important, okay? And just, you know, take a deep breath and really, you know that you're free to express yourself. And you're going to be able to convey your thoughts and everything in a way that is very gentle and it's not going to hurt another, okay? What I'm seeing right now is that their throat chakra is blocked right now, okay? Because you may be listening, but you don't speak when you want to speak, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and like I said, we've got to get the throat chakra back into balance, and you're going to be able to express yourself the way you're supposed to as the beautiful spiritual being that you are, Sherry. Because in reality, you know that you're a good communicator. You speak honestly. You speak from the heart. As well, you're a good listener, okay? But you've got to be able to speak your truth. So now I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Sherry, okay?
That was amazing, DC. Thank you.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, Sherry. Here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, it's time to stop hiding. You have been hiding your light from the world for a long time. And we understand that you were doing this for reasons that you believed in. But it's time to let those go. It's time for you to stand up and be seen as you. It's time for you to open up and express who you are. And so we have some beautiful angels that are working on you right now, that are clearing those blocks that you had put in place, those blocks that kept you from truly embracing and accepting yourself. And we understand that you did this because you felt it was what kept you safe. This was part of your protection. But you are moving into a whole different level of life. And we want you to know that we are your protection. You do not need to hold back who you are out of fear. We are with you. We are guiding you. We are making sure that everything works out the way you truly desire for it to work. You have a right to your own life. You have a right to your own thoughts. You have a right to your own words. You have a right to be you. And so all of those layers of defense that you've had there for so long are being cleared away so that you can stand tall in your power and allow yourself to be seen. It's time to let all of that stuff go. It's time for you to live your life. To fully live your life, not anybody else's life, not anybody else's expectations. We're talking about your life. And we are opening your heart. We are opening your heart to you. We are opening your heart to loving and accepting yourself. We are opening your heart to moving forward in your power. We are opening your heart. And we want you to just take a few nice deep breaths and accept all of this energy and accept all of this clearing and accept all of this love. And to just let go of what used to be, because that's no longer you. You are coming into your truth, into your beauty, your power, your majesty. And you are letting go of everything else. This is your time to shine. Okay, Sherry. I've cleared out a bunch of stuff.
I feel lighter. I don't know about you.
Thank you. You and DC make me so happy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. And Archangel Raphael is joining you, and he's saying, Sherry, you're never alone. I will always be by your side. And Jesus is saying, anytime that you want to receive a message from here, from him, know that it's within your heart, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And you may need to, you know, just take it easy for a little while. Ooh, there's all that energy moving through you.
Yeah, I think I'm staying in for a little bit. But you know what? You guys are fabulous. You tuned in just right on point. It was exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling and for stepping out there. Boy,
you're showing me that all of these possibilities are opening up for you now. So, woof, way to go.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, Jerry, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay. We did have a question from the chat room from, I'm just going to call this person Sam, because the name is a lot longer than that. I can't pronounce that. And they were asking for help, and I asked exactly what kind of help they were talking about, and they haven't responded. So, DC, are you getting anything for Sam? The name is actually T-H.
Yes, I am getting something.
Okay, good.
Okay. Sam, what I'm getting is Archangel Michael boldly steps forward, and he's present, and he's asking you to listen, and please heed his guidance. And it may be very abrupt when he, you know, delivers it, and it's going to really, you know, to get your attention is what I'm hearing is needed, okay? But he's with you right now, and he's symbolically presenting you with a shield. And he wants to he wants you to use this powerful shield as a tool of protection, okay? And as you connect with Archangel Michael, you're going to be able to really attune closely to his guidance as well as his messages. He's going to keep you safe and sound at all times. As we know, Archangel Michael is our big, you know, warrior angel, okay? So he's with you, and, you know, life is sometimes really, you know, filled with everything, and, you know, it's fast-paced. And at any moment during the day, he's going to be there and giving you guidance if you need it, okay? Because I'm getting, you know, sometimes we can easily become distracted by the outside world, and we can miss the signs that the angels are delivering to us, okay? And that's when you're going to have Archangel Michael is going to step in, and he's going to present you with what is called a divine download or warning to really to stop what you're doing, you know, and, hey, let's get back to reality here, okay? He delivers these downloads really abruptly so that you really pay attention, okay? It may be where suddenly you hear this, like, sound or someone shouts, like, stop, you know, run, turn, okay? But it could be, like, you know, scary, but he's really trying to just get your attention, okay? And you're going to know this is, when you hear someone, like, yell something like that, this is actually Archangel Michael that is talking to you. Do not ignore, you know, these signs, okay? Because it takes Archangel Michael, you know, like he has to fill with such energy to do this, to deliver these kind of messages, okay? And he's going to be with you 24/7, keeping you safe. So just affirm, no matter what is going on, you're safe, you're protected, and that you tune into the guidance that you need and you trust, you know, what Archangel Michael is delivering, okay? And that's what I had gotten, Barbara.
Okay. Well, here is the message that Jesus has for you. Okay, here we go. My beloved, it is like you are immobilized. You are standing in the middle of it's almost a bowl, and you want to get out, but you don't know which way to go. And you're afraid of making the wrong choice. And so you simply stand in the middle of this bowl. It's time to stop believing that you don't make the right choice. You are always being guided, always. Look within your heart. Ask what is the right choice. And then take the actions that you are guided to. We are always here for you, always. And it is time for you to accept that you are not alone. You are loved. You are valued. We believe in you. And right now we are opening you up to believing in yourself, to believing in your ability to create the life that you desire. You are not helpless, and nothing is hopeless. You have everything that you need. Trust. Trust in the love that we have for you. Trust in the guidance that we provide for you. Trust that we are there for you. Start taking the actions that you are inspired to take. Start living your life, really living it. You have been sitting on the sidelines just watching and waiting all of these years. It's time to let that go. It's time to climb out of that bowl. It's time to start creating what you truly desire, what you came here in this lifetime to experience. There is no better time than now. Let us help you. Trust that we are there for you. Trust that you will make the right decisions. Trust that things will work. It's all waiting for you. But nothing will change unless you start taking the actions, unless you start listening, unless you start moving. We don't want to control you. We assist you. You are a part of this team. And now we are waiting for you to do what must be done. Work with us. Please, work with us. We love you. Okay, that is the message that he had for you. I hope that that helps. And we will go to our last caller from area code 415.
Hi. This is Jessica. I think I was actually one of your first callers, but I thought I pressed one, but it didn't, like, calculate or something. But it was good because I really, all the messages were for me, and I've been breathing through all the healings. So I appreciate all that. I needed it. So, yeah, thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yeah. So, let's see. I, as I shared before with you guys, I got a full-time job. I'm still happy about that. Mm-hmm. I'm still in the process of, like, working out the paperwork and, like, waiting for – I'm hoping to start today or tomorrow. But in the meantime, I decided – I wanted to pick up, like, some last-minute of these, like, promotional jobs that I've been doing. So Spirit answered that desire, and I – responded to this guy that I was in contact with like many months ago. I was going to pick up like a whole week of jobs. And what happened was I went to the first event and it was totally unorganized. The guy ended up canceling it because of his issues. And now I am in this thing for days now of like, we'll just call it what it is, like sort of battling him about getting paid. And I have been doing this thing of like, you know, whatever, it's closing out a cycle, just let it go. You know, you were talking about that several times today, and we've talked about that before. So on one hand, letting it go, but then on the other hand, still being upset about it. And I think I am done with it today because I was finally able to like post a review about his company online. That sort of, it's sort of like the dark side, but it makes you feel better. I couldn't resist. And the thing is that I would just like to know, again, I know it's closing out a cycle, but I don't know why I have, like, why did this have to end so poorly? And it's, and my whole experience working these like promotional jobs have mostly been negative. Like I have gotten in a lot of fights with people about money, about this, about that. It's just been so disorganized, and it seems like I was constantly fighting for my money. And I just, even though I sort of, again, I get some answers as far as like why I have to see this, because now I'm going to be working in a management position cleaning up stuff like this. But again, I just, it's just so aggravating. And so it's still like the whole why. And that has to do with, like, you were talking about, like, accepting who you are. I mean, this, I'll use it in quotes, is, like, my gift, that I'm able to see where things are wrong, like, on how people are not, or, like, doing things efficiently, or, like, are disorganized, like, how to fix organizations. But I seem to sort of annoy people along the way. I even had it with like my current boss, who he actually, I guess, ended up working through his stuff, because I was originally going to interview with him at this one store. And then he wanted me to drive like an hour further. And I said to him, like, I really would rather not go to that store. I was told by HR that I was going to interview at the store that I applied to. And I knew right away that that triggered him. He wrote me back that he's quite surprised on my response that I didn't want to go meet him at such and such store. And he CC'd someone in recruiting. And, I mean, he ended up – he had no basis. Again, he got over it. But he was – and, he, you know, I ended up getting hired through – he passed me on to his boss. But, like, here we go again. You know, like, I just end up shaking people up. And – now I sort of feel like I'm sort of watching it a little bit in this like initial phase of emailing him back and forth, because I see on how he got, and I should not be altering how I react, how I act, but I mean, something's going on here. So I just want to know, like, it, again, it's the why. And yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we get about all of this.
Okay, great.
Yes, Jessica, this is DC. Thank you for calling us today.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'm getting is there's some deep feelings that are like, you know, they're way, way down deep that are sort of surfacing, and you've got to just let them come up because they're helping to heal in a way, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because I'm getting Mother Mary is asking, just, you know what, Jessica, stop analyzing, okay?
Yeah.
And just feel it and let it, you know, feel it and then let it out, okay? And bless it for the power to inform and then let it go, okay? Because there's a lot of emotional fear that's, like, deep within you, okay? And she's here to help, to comfort you and to guide you and to really open yourself more to love, okay? So you've got to sort of, like, let go of these emotional defenses that are within you, and you're going to find, you know, there's this other Jessica that's within you that really wants to help you and to come out, okay? So she's with you. Archangel Michael is with you. And they're going to be there so you don't have to have your defenses up. They're watching. You're okay, okay? There's nothing to fear. You can move ahead, okay? And then you're going to see where this heavy weight that you've been carrying is just going to be lifted away, and you're going to now enjoy life. You can move forward without fear. And when you spell fear out, you know, the F-E-A-R, it's false evidence appearing real, okay? So at this time, like, things are going to change for your betterment and everything. Don't push. Don't resist. Just go with what you're feeling, okay?
Yeah, and, I mean, it's, you know, been when like you such, get, like, rage. It's been, like, rage the last couple of days. I mean,
right,
it sounds bad, but
it.
I could really
let
go,
it out.
Like, I could really, I mean, I could really go hunt him down and kill him, like, and cancel. Like, it's on, you know, that's on radio. I'm not going to do that. But, like, I just, that's
right.
How, like, overcome with it I feel. And I normally don't feel that. So.
Well, you know, it's a, like I said, this is a time of healing, okay? So just pay attention to what you're, you know, you're feeling, you're sensing. You know, and just, it's helping you, like I said, but you've got to let go of all that stuff that you're carrying within yourself, okay? That's the thing. And then you have, like, you do have that ability to see, you know, what is true and who is honest and everything, you know, and that's a good thing. But I'm getting all of this is helping you to move forward in your life and everything, and I do see, like you said, you're, you know, you're going in the right direction, okay? You're learning the lessons that you've needed, you know, along the way. and everything. And I see your future is really bright. There's going to be new doors opening, and some of them are going to be opening, and you have not expected them, okay? So this is going to be a great time for you. So in the meantime, just let all this come to surface and let it be. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Don't judge it. Let it out, you know?
Okay.
And just, you know, be more like Mother Mary. She's asking you to, you know, to shine brightly and just, you know, really embrace that feminine side of yourself. You could be feminine and really strong at the same time. You can have that beautiful, loving balance as well, okay? So try to allow, like, the feminine side to be more present and accessible to others, okay? And that includes, you know, you could be soft and gentle yet strong, but you're going to be really intuitive and receptive, okay? And, Jessica, you have beautiful spiritual gifts, okay? And then to help you really to develop them, you really have to be able to allow yourself to receive all these beautiful divine messages as well that are coming your way. Does that make sense to you?
What do you mean, in the physical realm?
Well, I mean, the divine messages are helping you to really, to go on your journey within the physical realm. I mean, we're all just, you know, I feel like I'm a soul. We're all souls in physical bodies, in other words, okay? And we have Archangel Michael coming forward. And he's asking you to just, you know, take a moment of silence and solitude, okay? And he wants to connect with you on a deep spiritual level. You know, when you have some, quiet time and you're just sitting there meditating. And he's presenting you symbolically with a shield. And he's given it to you as well as a tool of protection. And he wants to connect with you, and he wants to strengthen your union with the divine. Okay, so during this quiet time, you know, just allow everything from Archangel Michael to come in, and he's going to help you with your journey, okay? He's going to help you to elevate your mind and your heart, and it's going to be filled with knowledge and love, you know, of the divine. It's going to give you confidence and strength as you strengthen your connection with God and the angels. And Archangel Michael is going to guide you to comfortable ways, you know, to really to strengthen that connection. And he's going to help you with words to use. And really I see you, like, spiritually developing, and this is going to assist you on your earthly journey, okay? So he wants you to just, like, sit in the stillness, because this is the gateway to peace, okay? And just try to make time for that is what he's saying. He's saying, Jessica, you need a little time out. Okay, it's time for just guidance, and it's time for inspiration, and, you know, and things like that. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and I see all these angels around you. My goodness, Jessica, all these angels are watching over you, and they're saying, Jessica, do you know how amazing you are? They want you to really, like, to be able to really feel how magnificent you truly are, Jessica, okay? And these angels are with you all the time.
Just about that, because I believe that, but then when it's not reflected and I have a situation, you know, it's not reflected in my physical realm, and then I have a situation like this, like I said, it gets me really angry. Like, I feel upset now, too, like angry and upset. It's like, why this again? Like, I've done so much work to, like, put this stuff away.
And they're going to help you, just a little, like I said, a little bit of a connection with the Divine Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, Jesus, the angels. They're all going to help, and to really, you know, be that magnificent spiritual being you are, and it's not going to affect you the way it is, okay? You don't have to let it affect you, you know, the way it's affecting you, hon. So they want to come in and they
want
to help.
I just want my money
that.
Without the hassle, all the fucking time with these jobs. It's like you work the job, and then you have to work, like, 4 hours to get your money.
Right. Well, just, you know what, remain positive, okay, because as you focus on, you know, thinking about that over and over again, you know, like, I'm working but I'm not getting the money and stuff, you're sort of, like, bringing that to you like a magnet. Okay, so just know that, Jessica, that your thinking has the power to direct your reality. Okay, so instead of thinking negatively, try to think a little bit more positively is what the angels are saying. Okay, and it's sort of like, you have this little genie sitting next to you, and it's trying to grant your every wish, Jessica. But as you're, you know, thinking about stuff, and you're saying, you know, I'm working these darn hours again, and I know I'm not getting paid. Well, the genie's saying, okay, okay, I could do that. And he's granting you that wish, okay?
I didn't know he was not going to pay me when I was working for him. I assumed he was going to pay me, and then it turned into a situation again. It's different people. Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
You've got to constantly try to be like a little bit more positive with your words and your thoughts. And as you do, you're going to really like the situations are going to begin to change, hon. Okay, and just, you know, that never give up hope. The angels are saying never give up hope, okay? It's going to turn out good. And I see you going towards a magnificent future, hon. So write a new story, Jessica. What I'm getting, the angels are saying, you know, that old story that you've been telling, you know, get rid of that and write this magnificent story with all this good stuff and all this success and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Bless you.
Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to say.
My beloved, we want you to realize that you've come a long way. There was a time in your life when you would have done anything that anyone asked you to do because you thought you had to make them happy in order for them to actually value you. Can you see how you've changed? When you were requested to go a long distance to meet with someone, you realized that you didn't really want to do that. That was not for your highest good, and there was really no reason why you should do it. And you stood up for yourself, and you expressed what you needed to express. This is all a part of your growth, of your acceptance of you. It is the same with these jobs that haven't worked, and all of the stress and the money, and all of that has been part of your accepting that you have value. And that people should not disrespect you. This has been a big change for you. We know that sometimes you look at this and you wonder, well, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why do I get all of this crap? Well, you're getting all of these lessons. You're getting these opportunities to let go. You're moving forward in your life. You are accepting your power. You are accepting your right to receive. Remember that this is your evolution. And you are also learning, slowly but surely, how not to take things personally. And we know that there are voices within you now saying, but this is personal, this is my money, blah, 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 blah. But you will overcome that as well. Because it's not about the people that you are interacting with. It's about yourself. It's about accepting yourself. It's about knowing that you are always, always, always being provided for. Knowing that the Creator is within you and there are no problems. So we want you to take a few nice deep breaths as we help you to let go. There's no need to be angry. There's no need for the rage. Just accept that you are always provided for. It doesn't always come the way you expect, but you are always provided for. And the more you are open to receiving what the Creator is providing for you, the more quickly it happens, and the more you receive. This is part of your evolution as well. And the more you allow this to happen, the faster it happens. This is part of that living in joy that we've talked about. When you take these things personally, them upset you and you become so angry and so negative, you are not living in joy.
And now you get to make a choice. Now you get to decide whether you are in joy, no matter what these other people are doing, or if you are going to go into all of the negativity, which brings more negativity, which keeps the money away. Because negativity does not attract money. Joy does. So you understand that this is just another part of your shifting.
Yeah.
Not yourself. Yeah, experience.
I know.
And you know that there's nothing wrong. Because there's nothing wrong. And in this new job, you will be taking on responsibilities where you will get to live what you have learned. You will get to be an example to others of how to create a life that works instead of one that doesn't. You have learned so much. Give yourself credit for what you've done and be open to doing even more. This is who you are. This is what you came here to learn. Don't beat yourself up about it. Accept it. Open your heart to you. You know that we love you. You know that we are with you. You know that we are always helping you. Don't push us away. Accept the lesson. And move forward with your life. And keep up the great work. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
How is one not to take when something like this happens personally? And I'm not saying... I mean, he has paid everybody else. It just, this situation he just took out on me. And I'm supposed to just say, well, and not blame myself, as in, and I know this is a negative statement, but if I have learned so much and come so far, why would I even attract this? I shouldn't even be attracting this at all. You know, it's like, of course, that sort of turns into like the self-hate of like, I'm, you know, back to that old thing. I did something wrong spiritually because now I have to deal with this, blah, blah, blah. And then instead and you, it's like, well, no, just accept it. Okay, the guy's a jerk. You know what's going on. And okay, because I've been saying, yeah, God provides, God, money comes from spirit, not from people. So God provides for me, but it doesn't make me feel any better. I still feel like I'm out the X amount of money.
And everything that you were saying was coming from judgment. And when you are coming from judgment, you are taking things personally. So what if you simply said, this is
hello?
Interesting. What is it that you guys are showing me?
Got disconnected.
Can you hear me? Jessica?
Hello? Can't hear anything now.
Okay. DC, can you
hear
me?
You, Barbara?
Yes, I can.
Okay. That is weird that they disconnected her. Okay. And actually, we're long past the time to have stopped. I wonder if Blog Talk is doing something weird now. Okay.
It probably is, yeah.
Then we will take the hint in the show. Oh, and we will be back tomorrow. That's right. We're doing Get Answers to Life's Questions tomorrow. So maybe Jessica will call back in then and we can continue our conversation. Who knows? All right. Well, thanks to everyone who was part of the show and thanks for being who you are. And we will be back with you on Get Answers to Life's Questions tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, noon on the East Coast, or you can join us next Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. East Coast
for Morning with Jesus. Have a beautiful day, everybody. We love you.
Love you. Goodbye.